Why, even when I only have a little piece of an idea, Dad calls that a seed of inspiration, I tell you first thing. I love that feeling of having a good idea pop into my head, just like when I first spot the purple lupins, my favorite flowers, peeking through the fields of wild oats. When a good idea comes, I run straight to you, don't I? Then I scribble it down while it is still as fresh in my mind as the hot bread rolls Dad takes out of the oven on Saturday night. Soup night, he calls it, as if it were a big event. Well, it is nice, but that's as much as I'll admit. So why, dear diary, have I lamented my sad fate instead of cheering another opportunity to do what I love doing anyway? Because this year the theme of the school essay contest is new and exciting. Can you believe it? I don't have a chance. Oh, Mom's calling from downstairs. I need to help her unload groceries while she gives my younger brother Matthew a bath. More complaining to come, I promise. Chapter 2. You Can Set Your Clock by It. Dear Diary, of course, you already understand the reasons why I can't write about anything new and exciting, but just in case somebody finds this diary of mine 100 years from now, let me explain. First of all, I live in a place where nothing is new. Our house is old, our truck is old, even the stove where Dad cooks our meals is as old as the hills. It's a big black cast iron contraption that Grandma Kate says has been here ever since she was a little girl. That's a long time. Grandma Kate grew up here with her parents, and after she married my Grandpa Bill, they came back here to live. My dad has lived here his whole life, except for a few years when he was in the Navy. Dad says that after sailing the whole wide world, he has never seen a place as splendid as Lazy Acres. Now he's a farmer, just like my grandparents and their parents were. He grows vegetables for the local market and herbs for the best dining establishments in Center City, about 30 miles up the road.